everyone knows that Kamala Harris's interviews and town hall events are always complete and utter train wrecks, but her campaign rallies aren't doing so well these days either. Here she is in Kalamazoo, Michigan, dressed like a character from The Hunger Games, getting heckled by people on the left.
We are fighting for America's future, and we understand the opportunity.
He's shouting, "No more Gaza war," because a certain segment of the left are very upset with her that she isn't siding with the Palestinians because they're also brown people like her.
We have before us to turn the page on the fear.
And just like that, he threw a wrench in her entire speech. One guy. The Democrats are getting so desperate, they're bringing out all the big celebrities in the final few days before the election. At this event, she was joined on stage by Big Mike, Barack Obama's wife.
She's putting herself out there fearlessly, facing down even her harshest critics. She's seeking out Republicans to find common ground.
And I'm Republicans like Rhino Scum, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kinzinger. A thought leader, she says, of Cheney.
Unlike her opponent, she's not ducking interviews or cowering in safe spaces only with fawning audiences.
Actually, she just turned down the Joe Rogan podcast after Donald Trump sat down with Joe for 3 hours. I believe this meme was made by DeFranzer Memes on Twitter. I always like to give credit to the fantastic meme makers. And little did he know it, but Barack Obama became a meme and part of a Trump campaign ad when he was on stage stumping for Kamala after he admitted this.
Too many folks here in Georgia and across the country are struggling to pay the bills. We all know the price of everything from housing to health care to groceries is still too high. And it hurts.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Because the Marxists have turned Donald Trump into the boogeyman by saturating the airwaves and the internet and entertainment 24/7 with their disinformation campaign through their Operation Mockingbird assets, many Democrats actually do believe that Donald Trump is to blame for the poor economy and the housing crisis and inflation and the immigration invasion, which goes hand in hand with the housing crisis, because obviously when you allow 10 million criminal invaders into a country and then put them up in fancy hotels using American tax dollars in New York City and all across the country, then of course that's going to cause rent to skyrocket. I know I covered Kamala Harris's CNN town hall train wreck the other day, but there was one clip that I forgot to include, which you have to see.
If you could accomplish only one major policy goal that required congressional action, what would it be and why?
Good question.
Well, there's not just one. I have to be honest with you, Carol. There's a lot of work that needs to happen, but let's. I think that maybe part of this point that how I think about it is we've got to get past this era of politics and partisan politics.
Okay, so she has no plan, nothing whatsoever that she can admit, because if they take back the House and if they keep the Senate or take more of the Senate, then the first order of business would be to legalize the 30 plus million criminal invaders that are now standing on American soil. She's such a terrible candidate that she can't even remember the lies that her campaign managers have told her that she should respond when asked these kinds of questions. Meanwhile, John Fetterman, Democrat senator in Pennsylvania, who is getting some of his mental faculties back after his stroke, and sometimes sounds like a reasonable American, an old school blue collar Democrat, had this to say about Donald Trump's support in his key swing state of Pennsylvania.
She is running almost at a tie in your state. You've said that Trump has a special connection with the people 100%. Of Pennsylvania. Why? What is it that you see that he appeals to in your state?
There's a difference between not understanding, but also acknowledging that it exists. And anybody spends time driving around and you can see the intensity. It's astonishing.
Please tell us more, sir. It's quite amazing to hear a Democrat actually answer a question honestly like this.
I was doing an event in Indiana County, very, very red. And there was superstore of Trump stuff, and it was 100 feet long, and it was dozens of T-shirts and hats and bumper stickers and all kinds. I mean, it's like, where does this all come from? I mean, it was almost like Taylor Swift kind of swag. It's like of everything. It wasn't just a sign. It's the kinds of thing that has taken on its own life on that. And it's like something very special exists there. And that doesn't mean that I admire it. It's just like it's real.
That's right, sir. Contrast that authentic, organic support with the astroturfed synthetic campaign that Kamala is running, rolling out a bunch of A-list celebrities in the final days, like Beyonce on Friday, who was expected to perform at a Kamala Harris rally in Houston, only she just came out and read off the teleprompter for a couple minutes and then left, leaving Beyonce fans furious because they thought they were coming for a free concert. I mean, what's next? Is Beyonce going to say that she's not there because she's a big celebrity? She's only there as a local mother. Oh, wait, what's this?
It's impossible not to feel the energy in this room, the positivity,
the stupidity.
I'm not here as a celebrity. I'm not here as a politician. I'm here as a mother. A mother who cares deeply about the world my children and all of our children live in.
Well, if you care about the children, then maybe you should ask your husband, Jay-Z, why he's been so close for his entire career with P. Diddy. Camelface also got heckled at this event as well. Insinuating that Donald Trump's rallies are small. That's the level of gaslighting coming from the Kamala Harris campaign now. And speaking of those rallies, on Friday, Donald Trump entered the stage in Michigan to the theme song or the entrance music of The Undertaker, the WWE wrestler whose podcast he also has recently been on, embracing Dark MAGA, wearing that black Make America Great Again hat that Elon wore when he came on stage with him and then said he was embracing Dark MAGA, making fun of Joe Biden and the Democrats, claiming that he's Dark Brandon, trying to co-opt the Let's Go Brandon meme from a couple years ago. Listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States.
Yes!
President Donald J. Trump.
This is not a meme, by the way. They really did this. This is amazing. There he is. Dark MAGA in Michigan. After doing a 3-hour podcast with Joe Rogan, then coming to do another hour or more speech. Let's look at some of the recent polls over at ABC News, shall we?
Check this out. In 2020, Republicans were only 33% of early voters. Now it is up to 40%. So in this big state with a big Latino population, a whole lot of union members, some warning signs, at least early on in early voting for Democrats, George.
And Rick, Generals John Kelly, Mark Milley have called Donald Trump a fascist. Kamala Harris agrees. And we have some polling on that.
Quick, pivot to calling him a Nazi again. Even poor old Tampon Tim is getting heckled on stage when he's doing events.
Get our little ones up, and you start to get them. You take our little ones. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about freedom.
That's hilarious, Mr. Tampon. Democrats now claiming that they support freedom, when their candidate, Kamala Harris, literally led the charge to get Donald Trump banned from social media.
I frankly think that based on this and all we've seen him do before, including attacking members of Congress, that he frankly should be, his Twitter account should be suspended. I think there is plenty of now evidence to suggest.
This is actually long before January 6th, by the way.
Suggest that he is irresponsible with his words in a way that could result in harm to other people.
Well, harming people's feelings, sure. How dare he insult members of Congress? And while Barack Obama and Big Mike are on the campaign trail with Kamala, old Joe is apologizing to what Americans did to the Indians. I'm sorry, the Native Americans who we helped, thankfully, domesticate hundreds of years ago.
I formally apologize as President of the United States of America for what we did. I formally apologize. That's long overdue.
Here he is at that same event, to his credit, still showing that he has a sense of humor about his rapidly declining mental faculties.
And to the Gila Indian River community, the Gila, nothing wrong with me.
Nothing wrong with me, he says. You know, you got to give him credit. If you can't laugh at yourself, you don't have a sense of humor. And the opposite of humor is anger. And when Kamala Harris isn't cackling uncomfortably when she's not able to answer a single question, she is shouting now at the top of her lungs to finish her rallies to project strength, repeating this same line over and over again in every single stop.
Should never again stand behind the seal of the President of the United States. Never again. Never again. Never again.
We can't put up with four more years of this, let alone the policies that her and her Marxist administration would enact. So vote early, plan your vote, go and look up your local city's Republican endorsement guide so that you know what other positions they recommend, because a lot of positions don't have a party affiliation next to them, like school board positions and judges. Other positions don't say whether the candidate is a Republican or a Democrat. So unless you've done your own research, you really know who the candidates are, a lot of people just leave those sections blank because they don't know. But go and look up your local city's Republican voter guide, print it out, bookmark it, and they'll have all of the recommended positions for your area. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. And to the regular viewers, please continue to share these videos, share the links, post links on your social media accounts, encourage other people to come and subscribe. We have to manually bypass YouTube's visibility filter and shadow banning system. So thanks for all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.